This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Being part of the solution really is what it works out to be. And, you know, I shouldn't be laughing about this, but I am because I'm watching all these posts on Facebook. I went out and about today in my local community, and parking lots are empty. It's like somebody dropped a bomb in the middle of the town, and everybody ran away. You know, restaurants in here in California, they can do drive-through, and that's really it. You know, and I kind of get it. When you think about if you're going to do drive-through, how do I know the people that are serving me food have washed their hands, have done what they're supposed to do? We don't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-got-something-to-say, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I always want you to be. I saw some numbers today coming out of South Korea. They're seeing a drastic slowdown, downturn. And this is only a month into it while they take this on and the measures that they've taken on to check this out. They're testing everybody, but not with the tests that we have. They start off by testing everybody, you know, just temperature-wise. Seriously. So when you look at what they did, they've knocked this way down. So they simply test everybody. And, you know, the increases in this country, and it's not an increase because all of a sudden more people have the virus. The increases that you're seeing in this country is because now we're actually testing more people. So you're seeing more occurrences of it because you're finding out about it. And I still say I'm going to still stick to my guns here. Because I'm not the only one saying it. There are doctors that are saying it. There are people from Johns Hopkins University and others. Look at the realities of the numbers behind this virus. Now, if we're taking precautions and it saves lives, great and wonderful. That's not my complaint. My complaint is that there's no toilet paper at the store. That's my complaint. We have so scared the stuff out of everybody. Well, if we've scared you that bad, you won't need it anymore, right? But you kind of see what I'm saying here, right? Where did the toilet paper come in? Who told you people that there's going to be nobody to drive the trucks to deliver to get this thing taken care of? It's just wrong. You need to breathe. You need to take a minute. Like I said, I've done stories for the last 2 weeks about the numbers that strictly don't add up to a dire global crisis. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Now, some of you got all excited, as did I at first. I heard they were going to extend out the tax date that you have to file and date that you have to pay and all that fun stuff. Now, many thought, felt, heard, That it was a gimme. That, you know, all you had to do was be an American citizen, fill out your taxes, and bang, it was going to be an automatic extension. However, after doing a little reading, I find out that may not be true. And so if you want to be involved, you know, in this and understand truly what's going on, you can look right now and start reading up on it, or you can wait till after the break, and Dan Pilla is going to join me. And we know who Dan is. He is the tax expert. He is the man, the guy. He's written about this over and over and over again. He has a piece currently in Newsmax. I'll send you the link for that later on. That lays out really what you're going to have to do to make sure you can take part of or be involved with or be able to wait to pay your taxes. You have to prove that, you know, part of it is you have to have a reason to want to delay. And if the coronavirus is your reason, how has it affected you? There are many that are still working. You realize that, right? There are many who are going to be laid off, have been laid off now, but are going to be laid off of their jobs. You know, I came up with an idea today. I'm sure many of you would love. Lots of you think I'm nuts. But what is it? They got a $1.4 trillion solution to help the economy. I said, look, give every household $1 million. Really? You give every household in the country $1 million. I didn't say every person. Every household about $1 million. Right? And then you say, for 2 years, leave us alone. You make your stuff right. Okay, you pay off your mortgage. You do what you got to do. You leave us alone. That's money to buy food. Think about that. Food and medical. Get the operation you couldn't get. You're talking probably about $500 million total and not $1.4 trillion. I know it's oversimplifying, but you see what I'm saying. The way they're doing this. And so everybody's all excited about this tax return thing, about the, you know, the extension and that kind of stuff. Again, nobody ever does anything for nothing. This is not just the president having a good heart and the Internal Revenue deciding, oh, we got to help people out. There's more to it than that. And then you got the SBA stepping in now. They're going to be giving out loans like candy. But what does that mean to the business owner? What's it going to take to get it? Are you going to have to pay it back? What are you going to have to prove? And a year down the road, you're really going to be in tough shape. Joe Mazzini, your host. Dan Pilla joins us after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. If you listen to Real Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, or you can sign up for the email blast. Real simple thing to do. And if you one of those people that don't want emails, and I get it, I get inundated with them. If you just want to be notified that the show's coming up here in a few minutes or what have you, you can always be notified by text, by simply texting TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. 222. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I haven't had him on for a while, but he needed to be on. I was going to talk to him about something else, but there's so many good things going on with the IRS, I'm going to say. But Dan Pilla joins me, as he does from time to time. And Dan, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me.
Hey, my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know what? And originally, you know, again, I was going to talk to you about tax season coming to an end, right around the corner. Everybody got your stuff together. Have you made your appointments? And then this happened, this coronavirus, which has got go ahead.
I was just going to say it's changed the landscape here remarkably, and you wouldn't think it would have an immediate effect on your tax obligations, but it sure as heck has. And a lot of people were sweating deadlines here, and so I'm here to talk tonight about how to cope with those deadlines. And, let's, Joe, see if we can help some listeners tonight. There's been so much bad news in not just in America, but in the world, and it's only getting worse. You know, you and I were talking off the air about Italy, over 400 deaths today in Italy alone. And so, let's bring the listeners a little good news here about some of these deadlines.
But wait a minute. You talk about the good news, and I was talking to you earlier today, and I was talking about the tax. We're getting extensions and all this other fun stuff, and you went, nay, nay, nay. Pay attention. Go read my piece.
It's what we have to do is break this into little pieces, Joe, and feed it to folks so that they can understand exactly what benefits are available here based on what the Treasury Department did yesterday.
Right. And this is not an automatic thing. Just because I'm a citizen now, I've always been, but just because I'm a citizen doesn't mean that I automatically get this extension. Everything just rolls forward. I've got stuff I have to do to make that happen, don't I?
Well, and that depends on the situation. There's three different extensions now that are available to folks. Three of them. Not one, Joe, not two, but three. and so let's analyze all of this, okay? And let's start with the simplest one. And that is an extension of time to file the tax return. All right? A lot of people are concerned that because of the crisis, for whatever reason, they're not going to be able to get their tax returns completed by the deadline on April 15th. Okay, so the first thing you need to understand is that there is a provision, and frankly, there always has been. A lot of people know about this, but there always has been the ability to get an extension of time to file your tax return. All right, all you need to do is go on the IRS's website and get Form 4868, and that's entitled an application for extension of time to file the return. And as long as you submit that application to the IRS, still per the instructions in the form, as long as you submit it by the deadline, April 15th, it's got to be filed by the deadline, you're going to get an automatic extension of time of 6 months to file your return. Now, the good news with this, Bill, is you don't even need a reason. You don't need an excuse. All right? It's automatic, no questions asked. Submit the form. That gets you 6 months to file the tax return.
All right. But there's a long pause there. Don't you have to pay some of your taxes at that point in time, though?
That's what we call a theatrical pause to give the host an opportunity to ask a follow-up question.
I don't want to ask a question because I can feel a little chest pains there on that pause. And I'm going, yeah, but there's a but there. Make sure you better write the check.
Here's what the but is. The but is that you get the filing extension, but the tax liability still has to be paid by April 15th, all right? It's an extension of time to file. It's not an extension of time to pay. That is the negative, and that's what blindsides most people.
Right.
Right? Well, everybody, frankly, because most people don't realize that the filing extension is not a payment extension. You still have to pay the tax by April 15th. Now, people say to me, I won't do the theatrical pause this time. Don't wait for the follow-up question. I'll just ask myself the question.
Please.
So go ahead.
I'm going to grab a sandwich. I'll be back in a minute. No, seriously. You got to lay this out in plain, simple English for us, and you're doing a great job, as you always do. And people don't understand these things. You still have to pay the tax you think you owe by the 15th.
Yeah, exactly. And people say to me, I hear this every single time when I point out that you still have to pay the tax. People will say, well, how the heck am I supposed to know how much I have to pay if I can't get my return done on time? And that's a darn good question because, of course, the tax liability is based on all the information that's in the tax return. And if you're missing records or, your schedule's messed up, you're in the midst of a health crisis, whatever the situation may be, and you push it back, you know, you aren't going to be able to know to the dime what you're going to owe until the tax return is done. Well, the solution to that, Joe, is very simple, and that is if you pay an amount at least equal to last year's tax liability, then you're not going to have a problem. And so on the Form 4868, there's a line there that allows you to quote-unquote estimate, and that's what it is an estimate of what your 2019 tax liability would be. And then if you have enough wage withholding as an employee to cover that, you're good. And if you're self-employed and you don't have enough estimated payments, you can make an estimated payment with the Form 4868 that will get you up to your 2018 tax liability. That's the last year, right, 2018. Mm-hmm. And so if you get up to that point with your estimate, then you're good.
Yeah, you're good for the moment. You have, what would you say, you had 6 months to get it together. What happens in 6 months? Can you get another extension, or are you just done?
No, you're done. You got to have it done by, so your deadline goes from April 15th to October 15th, and that is the drop dead date. Okay. There's no further extensions after that. You Perfect. File after that, and then you run the risk of getting the failure to file penalty assessed against you.
Okay. Now, the thing that everybody's excited about now is they think that right away here they're going to get a tax extension of the payment and having to file their taxes. But it's not automatic. You still have to do something, correct?
Well yeah, you're exactly right. Here's the way this new program works that was rolled out by the Treasury yesterday. All right? The rule is... Now, let's talk about payment of tax now versus filing of the return.
You know what that sound is. We're going to keep everybody on the edge of their seat. Get your coffee. You're going to need it. Get your notebook because you're going to need it because you need to get this right. Seriously. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Dan Pillow. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has approved phase two of a coronavirus response by a 90-8 vote. The legislation covers the cost of testing and ensures paid sick leave. The lawmakers are drafting a third phase, a stimulus bill that could top $1 trillion.
I want people to know that you're not going to be left without income. The unemployment system exists. It's woefully inadequate for the circumstance that we're under.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he intends to keep the Senate in session until a deal is struck. President Trump has announced he's invoking the Defense Production Act.
My emergency declaration allowed us to waive regulations to give nurses and doctors maximum flexibility to respond to the virus and to protect our frontline professionals that we've authorized through telehealth nationwide.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Please answer the question.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Like the fella once said.
I wonder if Dino got permission to kiss her. You know, because today's political correct environment, I understand that you always have that permission to kiss and get kissed back. And, you know, you've heard the songs. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I usually let you ask questions during this, but I don't want to because this is kind of important. I've got Dan Pilla on the line with me, and, you know, he is the tax expert. I'm going to give you information on how to get a hold of him in a few minutes. But, you know, if you were under the impression like I was the other day, when I heard that we were going to get this tax extension and you wouldn't have to pay your taxes on April 15th, and we got to give people a break, and then when I'm sitting there doing a happy dance until I talk to Dan today, and he says, well, slow down there, Sparky. Go read my article on Newsmax, and there's a little bit more to it than that. So, Dan, thanks for joining me. Thanks for helping to clear this up before I set people astray.
My pleasure, Joe. And we need a lot of clarification because there's a lot of confusion out there. So before the break, we talked about the filing extension.
Right.
We talked about the fact that submitting the filing extension gets you more time to file the return but not to pay the tax. That under the normal rules, the tax is still owed by April 15th. Okay, so now let's introduce the change that was brought about by the Treasury yesterday, where they announced a quote-unquote automatic extension to pay your taxes. All right, now here's how this works. There's good news and bad news with this thing, okay?
Great.
The good news, Joe, is that all you have to do to get this payment holiday, let's call it, because it's not forgiveness by any stretch of the imagination, all right? There's no forgiveness here. It's simply an extension to pay, and all you need to do to get the extension is file your tax return on time, all right? So if you file the tax return on time, let's say you file a return, you owe the IRS $3,000. You don't have the money because of the health crisis that we're in. Okay, fine. You file the return, the IRS will give you automatically 90 days, interest-free, penalty-free, to pay the money. However, if you go to the 91st day, now the penalties and the interest start. Now, here's what the hang-up is, Joe. In order to get that extension, you have to file your tax return by April 15th.
Whoa.
If you can't file your tax return by April 15th and you submit the extension we talked about, 4868, you aren't going to get that 90-day automatic extension. All right? That doesn't apply if you don't file the return on time.
Oh, God. Now, see, the impression that most people got was that you are nobody was going to get hit for not filing by the 15th. So you've helped a lot of people right now, just those that were driving along like I was going, phew, good, I don't have to go see the CPA right away. So you've got to get that filed by the 15th. However, you don't have to pay it for another 90 days. On the 91st day, you start getting hit with penalties, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Good. Okay, now. Now, let's circle back here, because there's about 12 directions we need to go in, not 12. But there's a number of alleys here that we need to walk down, so let's circle back.
All right.
So now you say to me, I'll ask myself the question, Joe.
Please.
Now you say to me, well, what if I can't file by April 15th, and even if I could file by April 15th, 90 days is not going to be enough time anyway, what can I do? All right, because 90 days really is not that much. It's not that long, Joe. If you've got a significant tax liability, 5, 6, 8, 10 grand, 90 days is better than nothing, but it's not going to fix the problem, right?
Right.
So,
no, you're right.
Here's what the alternative is. This is what I'm about to tell you is the best kept secret in all of tax law, and the IRS has been lying to the American people about this for as long as I've been in this business, which is over 40 years. And in fact, when the Treasury Secretary did his press conference last week and encouraged Congress to take some action and the President to take some action and pushing the administration to do this and do that, when he did his press conference on Tuesday announcing this big change, they still did not talk about this particular right that taxpayers have that people need to know about. And here's what it is. There is a payment extension that's available in the law, has always been available in the law, that the IRS just simply lies about. And here's how it works. You get IRS Form 1127, Form 1127, and the form is on their website. Even though they lie about this procedure and they lie about the right, the doggone form is on their website, right?
Wow.
It's Form 1127. It's called an application for an extension of time to pay the taxes. Now, here's how this works, Joe. If you submit the Form 1127 on or before April 15th, you can get up to 6 additional months to pay the taxes without penalties. Now, the hitch with the 1127, and this is what's different now between the 6-month extension and the 3-month automatic extension. The 6-month extension is not automatic. The 6-month extension requires that you show hardship to the IRS, that you demonstrate that you need an extension because of hardship. Now, that's not going to be hard to do under the circumstances here.
Right.
If you're in the service industry, if you've been laid off, if you're a victim of this health situation, then there's no doubt in my mind that you're going to get the extension, and that's going to give you 6 months. Now, 6 months are better than 3 months, but 6 months might not even be enough time for you either, right? Depends
right.
on what you owe. So now we got to go to the next phase of help here, and that is Form 9465. 9465 is called an installment agreement request. And if you submit the installment agreement request with your tax return, right, whether you file in April or you file in October, if you submit the installment agreement request with the tax return, that will set the wheels in motion to set you up on an installment agreement. And if you owe less than $50,000 and you can pay within 72 months, the IRS will almost, not quite, but almost automatically set that up for you. It's not like falling off a log, Joe, but it's pretty simple to get an installment agreement set up when you can pay within 72 months and you owe less than 50 grand.
Wow. 72 months. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a heck of a lot better than 90 days, I would think.
Right.
Again, depending on how much you owe. Now, here is the hitch with that long-term installment agreement. Penalties apply. The failure to pay penalty applies at the rate of 1% a month, maxed out at 25%. But here's the thing that people need to know about penalties, Joe, and I've written about this extensively, and I've talked about this extensively for years. I do seminars for tax pros on this subject, and that is the cancellation of penalties. Every single penalty provision in the tax code has what's called a good faith or reasonable cause provision. And what that means very simply is if you acted in good faith and based on a reasonable cause for your actions and did not deliberately disregard IRS rules and regulations, the penalties do not apply. When we're talking about failure to pay, if you can demonstrate that the failure to pay was due to circumstances beyond your control, and because of those circumstances you couldn't pay on time, they will cancel the penalty. Now, let me ask you this question, Joe. Is what's going on in America today beyond the control of the average American taxpayer?
No, of course. Sure.
Of course it is. Of course. Yep. I mean, this is the biggest no-brainer in the history of penalty relief that I've ever seen in my 40-plus year career. There is no question that anybody that can make even the slightest showing that they were affected by this corona crisis and that put them into a position where they had to make a choice between paying their taxes and feeding their families, and they opted to feed the family. There is no question in my mind that the IRS is going to cancel the penalties, which will cancel the interest on the penalties, which will reduce the liability considerably.
You know, is this going to apply as well to business owners? You know, small business.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, the so-called negligence penalties fall into a group of failure-type actions, okay? Failure to file a return, failure to pay the tax, failure to make your deposits, failure to make your estimated payments. These are all delinquency penalties. They apply equally to individuals and businesses. So if we're dealing with a small business that gets behind on his employment taxes, and doesn't make the employment tax deposits on time. Let's say you're running a restaurant, and all of a sudden you're shut down, but now your cash flow almost goes away. You want to hang on to the employees as long as you can because they're family members, you know, either real or figurative family members, and you know, you love your workers, right?
Right.
What small business doesn't love their employees, right? You don't want to let them go, and so now you've got the situation where the employment tax liabilities are piling up and you're not able to make the payments. The negligence penalty applies to that situation, and the forgiveness rules that I just explained also apply to that situation.
Wow. My God, are you telling me the IRS has a heart? We'll be back in a minute. You can answer that. Slow down. You can answer that the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Dan Pilla joins me. The tax man. The tax solutions person. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to write this stuff down. Don't go there now, okay? Because you really need to hear this, all right? So what I want you to do is I want you to go to taxhelponline.com. Not right now. Just write it down. Come on. Taxhelponline.com. You want to go check out Dan's website. He's got his books up there, How to Get Tax Amnesty. He's the IRS problem solver. He's got books up there for small businesses. And I'm sure he has not written these, for a PhD college level person. You know what I'm saying? Because none of us could understand this stuff. So he's written it very simple. Once you buy the book, you have the ability to get in touch with him. He can help you out through some of your issues. I can tell you personally and from other people I've spoken with, he's done some great things, and he's got the information that you need. Look, you hear all those ads that the IRS makes your blood pressure go up. It doesn't have to. It's like anything else that you do. If you have information, if you know what your rights, truly know what your rights are, I'll tell you what, when you get the rights book from the IRS, not only is it sparse, but it's still not understandable. So Dan can help you with all of that. Dan Pillow joins me, and Dan, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time with me.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
And it's true. I can't understand half the words I read in the documents that they've sent me over the years. It's just amazing.
Well you make a good point about the IRS's right statement. It's really a joke is what it is.
Yeah.
My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, takes people through the five different programs that are available for managing tax debts and eliminating tax debts that you own and can't pay. That book has been in existence, was originally released in 1992. It's gone through nine different revisions since then. But you know, that book is about, 250, 260 pages long, something like that, 8.5 by 11, fully indexed, you know, lays out step by step by step how to do this stuff. And the IRS's statement of your rights, it's IRS Publication 1. It's called Your Rights as a Taxpayer. Joe, it's 2 8.5 by 11 pieces of paper. That's all it is.
I know.
All right? 2 pages. That's all it is.
But the other thing I'll say, let me see if I can embarrass you a little bit, okay? You hear all these other tax guys online, and they say, you know, oh, my God, the IRS can take you home. It can attach your salary. It can take the money out of your bank. And they are just taking swipes at you to scare the crud out of you. You don't do that. You don't do that on your website. You don't do that in your advertising. You just lay it out in plain, simple English. Look, you see the levy, you get nervous. Don't worry about it. There's always a solution.
I don't have to scare people, Joe, because the IRS has done that. Now, here's the thing. The IRS operates on basically terror tactics. I mean, they're not putting bombs in people's mailboxes, but
right.
Some of these letters feel like bombs when people get them, for sure. My message is hope. There is a resolution. There is a way to fix this. You're not going to go to jail. You're not going to go to the poorhouse. The IRS is not going to take your house. They're not going to wipe out your bank account. If you follow the procedures properly, you don't have to be a victim of any of these things. You don't have to go to bed at night worried about whether your door's going to kick in, going to get kicked in. I had a friend that I dealt with years ago, resolved his tax. He turned into a friend, started out as a client, turned into a friend here in town. And he told me that he wouldn't even order a pizza, Joe, because he was so afraid of the sound of a knock on the door. He was not kidding. I mean, this was serious. The anxiety level with him was so high, he wouldn't order a pizza. And I say to the listeners out there that have this kind of a situation, for the love of God, don't live in this fear.
No.
Get your problem solved. There are ways to do it. These procedures work. I've been doing this for 40 years. I've helped countless thousands of people. I've seen every kind of tax case you can imagine, and a few you can't. And I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. We can always fix the problem.
And Dan, truly and honestly, and I'm not trying to demean anything here, but if you truly made mistakes, and that's what brought all this on, that's very fixable, unlike somebody who's gone out of their way to beat the IRS, out of their way to play games with them. I'm sure they've seen pretty much every game in the book as well. So there's
absolutely
a big difference.
And there is a huge difference. And when we're talking about the people at the upper levels of the IRS, the appeals office primarily, you know, if you go through an audit, you end up owing money and you disagree with them, you get to go to the appeals office. And I've had good, very, very good success at the appeals level, because most of the appeals officers, I'd say virtually all of them, there's exceptions, of course, but most of them know the difference between someone who made an honest mistake and someone who cheated. And any time you make an honest mistake, Joe, okay, fine, I messed up, I owe some tax, but you know what? Making an honest mistake is grounds for getting rid of the penalties. Even if you owe the tax, doesn't mean you owe the penalties if you made an honest mistake.
Right. No, you're exactly right. All right. I don't want to get too far afoot from what we were talking about, because right now what we're dealing with is people who really think they have an automatic switch thrown because of what was announced yesterday about, you know, the tax extensions on filing and money and the whole nine yards, which is not totally true. Not automatically, anyhow. So I just want to make sure we get that cleared up. And some of the other things we were talking about before the break, which, you know, and again, a lot of these people are small business owners. I saw a guy yesterday on TV that has two small restaurants. He said, I'm done. I don't know what to do. I don't have the money. I should have called him and given him your name. But he said, I don't have the money to pay my payroll taxes. I'm not going to have money for any of this. We are a cash business, and it's been tough. And
yeah,
he needs help.
Now they shut the water off. So yeah, I mean, there's going to be millions of people out there like this. across the country, Joe. This is going to have a ripple effect that's going to go. The last time we had a major economic crisis started in 2007, 2008 with the real estate crash. I'm telling you, there wasn't a realtor in America. There wasn't a person in the real estate business in America, construction, realtor, developer, whatever, that didn't have tax problems going forward for the next 4 or 5 years because of the ripple effect. We're going to see the same thing in the service business now, whether it's a restaurant, a bar, hotels. It's just across the board in the service industry, we're going to have the same kind of thing. So people need to know what their rights are when they're dealing with this stuff. And I'll say again what I said a minute ago, there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. You don't have to lose your house. You don't have to worry about levies. That doesn't have to happen.
Right. If you've got the right people and you've got the right person giving you information like yourself. And again, we'll give out all your information at the end of the segment, at the end of the show. All right, real quick, go through the key differences in the programs, you know, between the new Treasury policy and some of the longstanding 1127 rules.
Sure. Very quickly, the new policy gives you 90 days to pay your taxes, but you must file a tax return by April 15th in order to get that 90 days. All right, the 90 days comes with no interest, no penalties, but it's limited to just 90 days, and you must file. If you can't pay within 90 days and you can't file, or you can't file by April 15th, then you need to use Form 1127, 1127. That can get you up to 6 months to pay the tax without penalties, but it's not automatic. You must demonstrate hardship, which is not going to be difficult under these circumstances. All right, so just tell your story and why you can't pay, and you're going to get that extension granted, I'm sure. If you need more time to file the return, then you need to use Form 4868. 4868 will get you 6 additional months to file the tax return.
All right. So you have to make sure. I'm going to say it. I don't know if you're comfortable saying it or not. There are so many CPAs that are not up on this. There are so many CPAs who really don't have the information, especially where it's just out, and don't deal with it like you do. You're actually not filing taxes for people every day. You're looking at these numbers. You're looking at these processes and policies, and that's what you're dealing with on a daily basis, is it not?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, I'm a tax litigator, Joe, and so I live in the litigation world, whereas tax CPAs and tax preparers live in the preparation world. And I'll tell you something. You know, there's a heck of a lot of good CPAs out there. There's no question about that. But I'm telling you, Joe, there's not one tax pro, and this includes the hotshot lawyers out there, too. There's not one tax pro in 5,000 that knows about this Form 1127 and how this works.
You know, Dan, you got to giggle when I tell you this. I always tell people, I got the tax guy. Here's how you find out about him. They go, yeah, everybody's got the tax guy. He says, no. I got the guy who really wrote the book. You need to go out and check this guy out. And they think because I'm Italian, I'm saying like, yeah, you know, I got the guy. No.
I got a guy over here.
But I do have, for those who need it, I do have cases of toilet paper for the right price I can let go. And
I'll sell you a roll for a Kruger Hand, right?
There you go. Anyway, Dan, tell people how to get a hold of you and about your latest book quickly.
Yeah, you get a hold of me at my website, taxhelponline.com. It's all one word, no spaces of any kind. Taxhelponline.com. You buy any one of the books off my website, you get a free 15-minute consultation directly with me. You got to buy the book off of my site, taxhelponline.com. And my latest book is called Dan Pilla's Small Business Tax Guide, which, by the way, has an entire chapter in there on dealing with penalties, right? If you're not a small business person, you want some general information about your taxpayer rights, including these filing extensions and payment extensions we talked about, my book, The IRS Problem Solver, will help you with that situation. And if you currently have a tax problem that you're trying to cope with and you want to get rid of, then get my best-selling book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, which has helped hundreds of thousands of people over the years.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you something, and people, he's telling you the truth. When you read through these books and you see some of the processes and you understand how he deals with this, there's no sleight of hand here. He's using their own rules, their own processes, I'll say against them, for lack of a better term. Joe Mazzini, your host, thanks for being with me. Hey, next hour, you got to hang around. Dave Sussman's going to join me, and we are going to talk more about what else? The coronavirus and toilet paper. There isn't anything else happening. We'll be back in a few minutes.